Jason Barfnik is the head of everything that goes on in the city of Bryan that you see and don't see, basically, right? With capital improvements and just basic development around the city. Let's talk a little bit about your budget's just been passed. Some of the components that are in the capital improvement plan for the city of Bryan that I guess people will be able to see, the things that they'll notice in the next few years.
Well, what we have in the budget is our street maintenance program, and where we go in and do maintenance and rehab of major streets. And we also have council passed a capital improvement or adopted a capital improvement project plan. And in FY14, we plan to do several major streets. One of them is a 28th Street reconstruction, mm-hmm. which is from about Randolph out to Palisota Street. And we will take that rural section and make it a little wider and put in curb and gutters and redo all the infrastructure along that, put in some sidewalks.
If we sliced up the pie as to upgrades of infrastructure and new transportation, new roads, percentage-wise, what do you think that basically comes out to now, and where were we maybe 3 years ago?
I would say for the most part, most of ours is maintenance of existing infrastructure that's aged and we need to go in and rebuild it or make it better.
About what percentage are we thinking there?
Oh, probably 95 to 100%. We're not building many new roads right now.
Now, with that in mind, because we've got some development that's going on, obviously what's happened is, like everybody, you get with the developer, and the developer does a lot of the road work.
That is correct. The new roads in town are built by the developers, and if they're on our thoroughfare plan and need to be wider, then we participate to make those road sections bigger, to carry more traffic.
Now, with is that also the case as far as commercial development is concerned? Because obviously this is something Bryan's growing by leaps and bounds when it comes to the industrial parks and things like that.
That would be basically all development, yes.
Yeah. So, in other words, but for instance, Axis coming in, Axis doesn't have to build a road, right? Don't you do that?
Well, in the development agreement, there was a grant, and the county and the city are actually building the road.
Okay.
I think that's part of some development credits. I don't know exactly how it was structured, but yes, that Lewis Micklin Road is being upgraded. Of course, it wasn't an existing roadway.
Right.
It happened to be private. It was on BTU land.
Okay.
But that road is being dedicated as a public road, and then is being upgraded as part of the project.
Okay. All right, so that takes care of any other major road projects that we need to talk about before we leave that.
Yeah, we're talking about Old Hearn and Wilkes up around Bonham School, from the bypass into by the school to Old Hearn. We're going to do away with that rural section and put in some sidewalks and try to make some safety improvements for the kids getting to the school and make that road safer for people to travel.
Okay, so here we are. We're October 2013. What's the timeline basically on that project?
The timeline for both of those would be we would issue the debt in the spring. Both of those are under design right now. Actually, the 28th Street is already designed. We'd issue the debt in the spring and probably get under construction in the summertime, and it'd probably take a year or so to complete the projects.
Give me an idea, if you will, of when the theory changed or how it came about that sidewalks end up being an integral part of when we do roads now. It didn't always happen to be that way. When did that shift?
I think there's been a focus on pedestrian traffic and getting people different ways of mobility to and from different places. And so as we do that, and we're spending money in just older neighborhoods in Bryan, safe routes to school projects, getting kids to school on sidewalks and building those sidewalks. So a few years ago, planning and zoning looked at sidewalks and making that a focus for the city of Bryan, and we've incorporated that in our projects.
Okay, and certainly to schools, I can see that. I watch people walk up and down University, and they're not from around here. It's pretty dang hot in the summertime, so I didn't know exactly how really crucial that is. I'm thinking also along Briarcrest. That's the case.
We've done
as
Briarcrest.
Well,
we've done some sidewalks along Texas Avenue, trying to improve. Well, you see places where people have been walking and just have a dirt trail, and we've actually improved sidewalks there to get people moving up and down those corridors.
Now, in the case of Briarcrest, that's a state highway, so that portion state, is the sidewalk city money or is that state money that does that?
I think that was state money that put those in.
Okay, so they do all that.
Actually, Texas Avenue was state road too, but we actually built that project with city money.
I got you. Jason Barfnik with us this morning as we talk about capital projects that are going on in the city of Bryan. Let's talk about criteria, how you decide, no matter what the project is, whether it's a water or a road or some other sort of infrastructure. What are the things that you use when you decide how you're going to rank projects?
Well, now we're looking at projects, where's roads and are a little bit different from water lines, but they are connected. For water lines, we look at how many times we've been out there working on a leak, what the age history is, leak history. We also look, if we have a roadway coming in, we may go in and do that waterline project ahead of the roadway to get it new before, so we don't have to tear it up later trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
For a roadway project, we look at, you know, what the biggest benefit's going to be, and then there's input from the citizens, too. We have a process where citizens can provide input. Staff looks at the projects and may combine them with other infrastructure projects. In the case of Wilkes and the Old Hearn project, there's a lot of drainage issues up in the area that we're have included in that project, and we've already done a lot of the sewer work ahead of that project.
Now, like anything else, you have to look at a return on investment. How are you able to, when you go in, when you formulate this plan, when you go to council, what do you need to show council as far as this being a responsible project that needs to be completed?
Well, we look at, I mean, it is a return on investment as far as what can we get? Can we get development out of it by making these improvements, making, say, like the Texas Avenue corridor, by putting some money into that corridor? Can we generate or redevelopment? A lot of times it's what can help the neighborhoods, improve the quality of life in that neighborhood. And those types of things are taken into consideration by the staff whenever we make the presentation. Obviously, in our current database, we have way many projects than we would ever. We have 220 projects that about $328 million that would need to be funded to build them all. We just don't have the resources to do that. So we have to take the ones that are top priority for the neighborhood and neighborhood associations and for the council members and put those forward.
Sure. Jason Barfnick with us this morning. He's the Public Works Director. You know, one of the other things that people don't think about, but it's part of what a city needs to do, there's a cemetery, and you've got an expansion project there, too.
There is. The city actually owns property, and we have cemetery land, and we go in and improve the cemetery, improve the land, and make plots available for people to utilize.
Obviously, tax revenue has gone up a little bit. That's a good situation. Brian and College Station both had to go through some times when they had to squeeze the budget down a little bit. Where are we as far as bonded indebted? What kind of indebtedness do we have right now? And what are we looking at maybe the next 2 or 3 years out as far as projects are concerned?
Well, right now I can't tell you on the general fund side how much debt we actually have issued for the next 5 years. I can tell you about every 2 years we're looking to issue about $7 million in debt. As you know, the last 2 years the city's actually reduced its tax rate, and you know, the staff with the direction of council and the city manager, you know, we go in and look at our budgets and see where we can make improvements to make that happen. That tax revenue is split between O&M, and then what is the rest of the component is to actually serve the debt. So that portion of the cents there, the tax rate, is used to make our debt payment. So we have to balance that operations and maintenance of the general fund with how much debt we can actually issue and do projects with.
City of Bryan is one of two cities in the state of Texas, Austin being the other, that has a transportation fee. Could you kind of give us an idea how much money is garnered by the transportation fee each year?
Now, the transportation fee is a fee that's added on to the utility bill, and each resident and each business pays into the fund. And that's used for street maintenance and, in some cases, rebuilding roads. That fund or that fee generates about $5 million a year in revenue that's then used to improve those streets and, in some cases, signals.
Now, all right, signals. Let's talk about that for just a minute. Do you have some places where either signals are going to be upgraded or are going to be added because, once again, all of a sudden that system changes, or there's a truck in the middle of the road because they got to hang some lights out there? So what do we have as far as signals are concerned?
We do. It's been a big effort by our traffic department to improve our signal infrastructure. Coming up, we have new signals planned at South College and Dodge, Villa Maria and Cabot. And then Texas at Villa Maria and Carter Creek in Villa Maria are going to be upgrading those signals. Mm-hmm. We also have a joint project with Texas A&M and College Station that we'll be taking to council, hopefully at the next council meeting. We'll be redoing the signal at Welburn F&B and Old College there, where we have a couple of intersections combined with the railroad track. So we'll be doing some preemption on the railroad and some cross arms to improve the safety there and improve the timing and the way those signals operate.
Yeah, that's good because it doesn't meet up square. That's a difficult intersection
right
there, because
right.
You've got about the length of two cars to be off from being square. And as you say, then people kind of cheat down over one side of the railroad tracks and the other. So I certainly can see that. And it's down from your beautiful new roundabout that's right there, a couple blocks away. We talked off the air before we went on jokingly about how TxDOT had decided decided that they wanted to maybe turn over state highways that are within the city limits of some cities, and there was a lot of pushback on that, so it's become voluntary now. But in fact, there may be a stretch of Texas highway within the Bryan city limits that you may decide to take over?
Yeah, we actually talked with council or with city manager about it, but at the state commission meeting over in Austin, Chuck Gilman and I attended that meeting. You know, there was talk about the program actually being voluntary, and there were some cities, or have been some cities, actually taking over some state roads. And whenever you look at small sections of highway that are in the city limits, a section of 308 that's on South College that goes from where South College kind of ends down to University, just kind of a section of roadway that appears that's TxDOT. We hadn't actually talked about it internally, but if there was one within the city that we may take over, that may be one that we would consider.
That's by Hensel Park, right where Bryan and College Station abut, so folks will know that. Okay, so those are things that are a little bit higher profile, but you also have to do things that are literally underground. That's water and drainage, and those are two things that are real things that we need, and we seem to be in a fairly good shape as far as Bryan is concerned for your water future. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What's the projection look like with water?
The projection as far as water supply seems to be well for the city of Bryan. Obviously, we are part of a groundwater district, and we keep our eye close on what the happenings are at the district. It impacts our permits and what water we have available. But right now, based on how much we have used, we use about 13 to 14,000 acre-feet a year, and we have 33,000 acre-feet permitted. So right now we're in good shape as far as water supply goes.
Just your opinion, because you've watched this for a while. Obviously, smaller cities like Bryan and College Station need to protect to make sure that the big guys don't take our water away from us. And there could be changes in Austin that would prevent us from being able to hold on to our water. And you have to watch that closely, but do you see a sense where the time is coming where the big guys are going to really try to squeeze the water out of the smaller guys?
Well, I think as the state's population grows, and we know we've seen and it's projected that the state's population will continue to grow over the next few years, the state's water resources and supplies will continue to be strained. In those large metropolitan areas, Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio areas, continue to look for areas in which they can get water. The aquifer that we pull from all those cities have been looked at as a potential water source. So if you look at the state legislature and where the majority of the representatives come from the population, I think you have to always keep your eye on that. And that's always a possibility that would happen.
Sure. And finally, drainage. The drainage system that we have in Bryan, you only notice it when there's a problem. You know, when the streets flood or whatever like that, generally you hit your handle on your toilet and the water flushes and everything goes fine. But if we have too much rain and things start to overflow, it gets pretty ugly and nasty. Where are we as far as drainage is concerned?
Yeah, I think, drainage is just another, when you talk about drainage, you're talking about flushing toilets, you're talking about the sewer system. The sewer system in Bryan is old. We have a lot of clay tile pipe. We have a lot of manholes made out of bricks. The system is old and leaky. Staff has been doing a very good job going out and being proactive on our smoke testing, looking for private defects. And we've had a study done and found that, about half of our problems on the private side and half's on the city side. So we continue to look for those areas which we can make improvements and tighten up the system. And we continue to put money into the system, improving our old clay tile lines. We have a project now where we're going in and pipe bursting and renewing some of those old leaky lines where there's actual surface drainage problems, and that water then gets into the sewer system.
Pipe bursting.
That's actually a process by which you insert a cable and a pneumatic head, and you expand the old pipe and pull in new pipe in behind it.
Oh, okay.
And then you go in and cut the services in after the pipe's installed.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. We can do that now. Couldn't used to do that when clay pipe was all we had, right?
Yeah.
New technologies.
New technology.
Anything else we didn't cover this morning?
I just want to remind the community that we have Texas Reds coming up this weekend.
We do.
Friday and Saturday. It'll be a great event. Expect the rain to hold off this year.
If it'll just hold off till midnight,
yeah,
right?
Hold off till midnight, and then it can rain all at once, too.
There you go. All right. Jason Barfnick with us this morning. He's the Public Works Director of the City of Bryan.